It's been over 20 years since Wisconsin has changed the income standards people must meet in order to qualify for a public defender. Wisconsin counties say that needs updating because many suspects don't qualify, leaving counties to pay for private attorneys. La Crosse County Board Chair Steve Doyle says they're not cheap. La Crosse County has spent over $2 million on them in the last 6 years.
In other words, property taxpayers are paying for that particular expense. That is the concern that we have, that really the Constitution says this is a responsibility of the federal and the state government. Somehow now it has gotten shifted to local governments, and in particular to counties.
With a pair of bills, one passed by the Senate, another due before the Assembly, some lawmakers hope qualifying more defendants for public defender representation would put more of the financial burden at the state level. State Senator Dan Kopanky, a La Crosse Republican, says he doesn't support that idea in these tough budgetary times.
To expand existing programs, the timing is off for that. Does my heart want to provide, public defenders for people? Absolutely. But I also want to provide, dental care for those, that come under MA, and I'd like to do more for those people that have autistic kids, and on it goes, but the time is not right.
The state assembly is expected to vote on the bill in the next week or two. Steve Rice, Wisconsin Public Radio.